You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The leader of the South African Rainbow Alliance, SARA, Colleen Makubela, is proposing a 150,000 rand voucher for citizens to curb the housing crisis in Gauteng. Makubela says the ANC-led government has failed over 6,000 Madala hostel residents, especially women, who continue to live in appalling conditions in Alexandra's township in Gauteng. For more on this, she joins us now on the line. A very good morning to you, ma'am, and welcome.
Good morning, Elvis. Good morning to the listeners, and thank you for having me.
Why do you think black people in particular continue to live in appalling conditions in hostels 30 years after the dawn of democracy?
Indeed, that is a big question, and it points to the failure of the ANC government in Gauteng, especially. And we've got about 65 of these hostels all over Gauteng. And, you know, in those days, apartheid days, they were meant to be dormitories for men that were coming from villages everywhere else, migrating to work in the mines. 30 years later, the ANC has not been able to create housing to make sure that families are integrated in a decent manner with their wives, with their children in Gauteng. And what happens is that families now join their men in Gauteng. Those hostels that were supposed to house about 3,000 people, they end up housing 10,000 people. Some men call their girlfriends, some then have children. It just builds on and builds on. It's inhumane, it's dilapidated, broken windows, sewer all over. Women are raped. You know, we've had cases where babies were discovered in plastic bags in those conditions. It's just unlivable. So this points to the failure of Gauteng government. Mashatile tried in 2014, 160 or so million rand was spent saying they're renovating some of those hostels to some modern livable units like flatlets. We don't know what happened to that money. The project was aborted just like the Alexandra Renewal Project. You know, they spent another additional 60 million or so 2 years later. We don't know what happened to that money because all the hostels are still in that condition. So it talks to poor governance, corruption, lack of will, and just pure incompetence on the part of the ANC government in managing these hostels.
Now, according to the Gauteng Department of Human Settlements, in 2018-2019 annual report, it states that 31 mega projects were at different stages of development. It said that 18 were at construction level, 11 at detailed planning, and 2 were in the first phase of planning. Do you still think that government is not doing enough with its Gauteng RDP housing projects?
Elvis, it's laughable. When I hear those things, I just want to laugh and cry at the same time. Just yesterday, when Madala Hostel, what they're talking about is an incomplete, unfinished structures that are left there, they're open. You know, ANC just does not have the capacity to start and finish a good project. Good idea, good concept, but where are they? Where can they point to a completed one that you can... They're all abandoned halfway. There's nothing that is happening. Money has been spent. People are still dying there. Just go and see and hold them to account. You don't even have to hear it from me. Visit those 65 hostels. Look at the plans that they've given you. Go and see how far the plans are. Talk to the residents. They even want to occupy and finish themselves those unfinished, abandoned structures and waste of money.
Now
it
you
is
have
really sickening that they even report on that.
USARA has got a proposition. You are proposing a 150,000 rand voucher for citizens to build their own homes. How do you think this initiative will work, and what criteria will be used to determine deserving beneficiaries of this grant?
We already know who are in the housing backlog. That list is there. It may need to be audited. We already know, and maybe not in completeness, but the Gauteng provincial government has the list of those that are supposed to be legitimate residents of the hostels, because these are run by the municipalities who are supposed to be collecting rent, which is not happening. So we know how many people, more or less, need housing in Gauteng. I know that almost half of the population of South Africa, in real sense, you know, it found itself to be in Gauteng. We're reported that 15 million people are registered to vote in Gauteng. So more have not registered. So you can rest assured that we've got almost 20 million people or so that are in Gauteng. So all we need to do right now, knowing that the backlog may be a bit too much to actually go out and build houses for people, just provide serviced land. That's the job of the government anyway. We've got a lot of land. Service the land, demarcate it into stands. Some is laying bare, open, serviced, etc. Then call those people like we give them grants every month. Give them a voucher of 150,000 rand. They are able to go. This voucher is confined to building material and to labor. They can go to any designated building material store, get the material to build their home, get labor. It will also empower SMMEs that are local to them, build them a house that they desire, to the quality that they desire, to the design they desire, according to that voucher. They bang it down. It takes the department almost from 6 months to 18 months, sometimes even longer, to appoint a service provider. After the appointment of the service provider to go and build these houses, it will take another 1 year while we'll deal with corruption, the back and forth of legalities, etc. After that 3 years is gone now, for that service provider to go and build shoddy houses that people do not even want to live in anywhere, they're rejecting them. That's why they end up renting them out, because they're unlivable. The workmanship is poor, they're collapsing. So let the people have the responsibility, the dignity to build their own structures. These people are not babies. They're not stupid. They know the kind of houses they can afford in 150,000 rand. They are already building houses worth 70,000 rand, 80,000 rand in their homes, in their villages anyway, and more proper, stable, decent housing than what the department is offering. We at inflated prices because of corruption, because of really appointing cadres and people that have no clue what they're doing in construction. So let's give the power back to the people, give them a service stand, give them a voucher. Before SARA's proposal, in 12 to 18 months, would have killed the housing backlog in Gauteng, not only Gauteng, across the nation, just by calling people to issue the voucher to. If they are not documented, they will show themselves. The voucher will be issued, and then we're done. All the people are supposed to be having houses.
Through this voucher system, will it also cut the tender corruption, you think?
It does. That's what we are saying. Because now you don't have to go and spend 6 to 18 months trying to get a tender in, calling your friends to come and submit. And then afterwards, there's some issues of this is accusing another, we are not appointed, you have to go to court. 3 years goes by trying to appoint a service provider to go and build housing. Because of inflated prices, they want to appoint their cadres. There's a lot of money unaccounted for. The government spends, Elvis, 800 billion on procurement per annum on various things. National Treasury has said 30 to 40% of that, which is about 300 billion, is unaccounted for. One, for irregular expenditure. Two, is for inflated prices. Three, is just pure corruption.
But
so
where
you can even avoid all of that. There's a housing that you could have done for people already just by that curbing of corruption.
But South Africa is already facing a very bleak economy coupled with other financial woes. So where do you think this money for this initiative will come from? And is it even sustainable?
It is sustainable. I mean, Gauteng government already had allocated to spend 20 billion rand on housing. That alone can give us a good start for what we're talking about. But there are also investors that are willing to come and work with the government and say, we will assist to alleviate the housing backlog. And over a period of even 10 to 20 years, we can recoup our money from the government. You know, it's through services that people will be paying, whether it's sewer, whether it's water, whether it's power, if you structure it properly. Because those things are happening all over the world. We are not a unique country such that we are developing things that are groundbreaking. All we have to do is adopt the models that have worked in other countries that have moved from first world from third world to first world countries. It's there. Rwanda has done some housing projects. Singapore has done housing projects over the years. We can take the models that work. What kills South Africa, we are so stuck on tenders. They are so stuck. We've already 165 million. They can't account for since 2014. It's a lot of money. That's what we know on hostels. Speaking about housing in general around housing. Just hostels that were supposed to be renovated, turned into some family integrated units so people live decently in humane conditions. 165 million over and above 67 million rand. Go and do your research. We don't even know what has happened to them.
Yes, I thank you so much for your time. That was the leader of the South African Rainbow Alliance, SARA, Colleen Makubele.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.